The former Soviet Republic of Belarus has been described by the Bush administration as Europe's only remaining outpost of tyranny. Well, this weekend, Belarus holds parliamentary elections, and President Alexander Lukashenko says the vote will meet all Western conditions for a free and fair contest. Lukashenko and his regime have been accused of rigging past elections and intimidating the opposition. Now the president is promising change. But change is a relative concept in Belarus, as the BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has been finding out.
Here is a typical Belarusian autumn country scene. In the light drizzle, Valentina Yegorovna, who's 85 years old, is collecting what remains of the potato harvest from her small plot of land behind her wooden hut, painted yellow and green, in this small village about an hour and a half's drive outside of Minsk. She's being helped by her daughter, who's in her 60s, her son-in-law, who's in his 40s, and his two children, who are 6 and 4, respectively. Her crop has got to last her through the winter, but she says she's got enough to even share with some of her relatives in Minsk. Most of the people in this village work in some form or another on the nearby state-run farm. I just asked her how she thought her life had changed over the last 25 years. The only change she can think of is that now she has gas and electricity in her home. Back then, she says, when she worked as a teacher in the local school, she'd have to mark her students' homework by lamplight. Outside Valentina's house, a horse and cart trots past, transporting more potatoes. On the surface, Belarus appears like a country stuck in a time warp. The capital, Minsk, almost completely destroyed during the Second World War, is a sea of grey Soviet tower blocks where people mind what they say to foreigners under the watchful eyes and ears of the KGB. I went to the main hospital, grim, sparse corridors and the smell of boiled cabbage. But there I met Oleg, who told me that things in his country are slowly changing. He's a young plastic surgeon, so I asked him, was there much demand for nose jobs and breast implants in Minsk?
Yeah, every day.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Do you think that shows that Belarusian society is changing?
Yeah. Our society is changing and to the better side.
In what way?
Why better? Because now we can talk now. About it, my poor English, and you are a correspondent from a big broadcasting company, and we're talking on my medical office. This means that we are lived better than early.
Even on a Monday night in Minsk, you can go out, have a few drinks, and listen to some live music. I'm in a new club called Deja Vu, and I've come here to meet two local musicians, Andrei and Vadim. Even here in these surroundings, discussing politics, it seems, is a delicate business.
I think there has been some positive movements, I hope. But politics is kind of difficult in this town, you know.
How difficult is it for you to sit at a table with a foreigner and a microphone and talk about politics?
I'm free inside. I want to say the words of John Lennon, that it will be a moment when the borders will be crushed and the world will be as one, you know.
And do you think that moment will come soon?
I think in a soon future.
No one in the club seemed particularly keen to discuss these elections directly. Politics here, it seems, changes more slowly than the nightlife. For the world, I'm Gabriel Gatehouse in Minsk, Belarus.